Now George steals a pass and heads for the other end, where he throws down the right hand. Indiana is dominating a 14-point run.
It's time for Pacers Weekly.
And welcome into Pacers Weekly, the morning of 90s Decade Night, which will be celebrated tonight at Bankers Life Fieldhouse when the Pacers host the Bucks. Indiana honoring its greatest decade of NBA basketball, perhaps of all basketball. That 99-2000 season was the finish of a decade that went to the NBA Finals, saw plenty of trips into the playoffs, the Eastern Conference Finals, Reggie Miller heroics. The Pacers will be going into the game against Milwaukee tonight with back-to-back losses. The Bucks coming into this game are also really struggling. As for the Pacers, though, they had had seven straight wins going into it. Indiana, since the start of 2017, is 13-6. And when you consider the last two opponents, Cleveland, the top team in the Eastern Conference, and the Wizards have now won 18 of their last 19 in that building. Those were two significantly tougher games than the Pacers had played during that entire winning streak. Coming up later in the show, we'll talk live with Mark Monteith, live with Jeremiah Johnson, and kind of get their sentiment on how Indiana is playing. Two in a row, of course, in a results-driven league is not exactly what you're wanting, but the Pacers giving a solid effort against Washington. They came out with a good first half against Cleveland. Not your typical two-game losing streak, and certainly a chance to correct it tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks are really struggling. They learned 2 days ago that they're going to be without Jabari Parker, not only for the rest of the season, but likely into next season as well. Unfortunately, Parker tearing his ACL. Since January 24th, just one win for the Milwaukee Bucks, and that was against the Phoenix Suns, who have the worst record in the Western Conference. They've lost two in a row. They're coming off a 122-114 loss to the Lakers at home. They'll take on Indiana tonight at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. If you're interested in being there, there are a few, and I mean a few, tickets still available. If you go to pacers.com/tickets, there are a couple left. However, that is the best place to buy resale tickets. It's the only official resale ticket of the NBA, and there are a few more of those available. It's a night you're going to want to be at the field house if you can, as the Pacers honor their 1990s decade. Reggie Miller bobblehead comes with every ticket, and every person in attendance will receive one of those at absolutely no charge. And a handful of players from that decade will be on hand. Rick Smits, Dale Davis, Travis Best, Derek McKee, Vern Fleming, Randy Whitman will be there. Of course, there's a handful of other players that can't be there due to the fact that those 90s decade teams are still very visible. Reggie Miller, Jalen Rose, Antonio Davis, you see all of them on TV regularly. Chris Mullin, of course, is in coaching. So a lot of those guys, Mark Jackson as well, in broadcasting. So a lot of those guys, unfortunately, who can't be there because they're still so active in the game, but still a great lineup of players that will be in attendance and will be honored. Again, Rick Smits, Dale Davis, Travis Best, Derek McKee, Vern Fleming, Randy Whitman, among those who will be honored at Bankers Life Field House tonight. Pacers.com/tickets if you still want to be there. If you cannot, the game will tip at 7. Your pregame coverage, which will be 90s themed on both the television and the radio side, will begin at 6:30 tonight. Fox Sports Indiana and across the Bankers Life Radio Network, right here where you are listening to Pacers Weekly. So naturally, it'll be a 90s-themed Pacers Weekly. We'll chat with Mark Monteith and Jeremiah Johnson about some of the best memories of the 90s and what you should know about that decade going in, as well as our regularly scheduled guests, Mark Boyle, Chris Denari, Eddie White will join us as well. You will hear from head coach Nate McMillan, a couple of the players from the game last night after the Pacers fell a close one to Washington out in D.C. They have that back-to-back tonight. The Bucks also on a back-to-back, so both teams will be trying to weather those effects. We'd love to hear from you as well. Your favorite 90s memories, any questions you might have. Pacers, or I should say, you can tweet me at Pat Boylan Pacers. 317-239-1070 is the number to call in and chat Pacers basketball with us. We will lead off with Mark Boyle and head coach Nathan McMillan. Their conversation is next. This is Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer reading program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Miles Turner. We're proud that Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
Haywood on the bounce. Here's Reggie driving, and he thundered it home! He took it right down the middle, and he threw it down! Mason looking out to Oakley. Here's a three, and McKee blocked it! The game is over! Derek McKee got out there, and he swallowed Oakley like an amoeba!
Maybe my favorite call from Mark Boyle. Hats off to David Deering, our producer. He's going to be leading us in after all of these breaks with great clips from the 1990s. That was Game 3, Round 2 against the Knicks in 95. At Market Square Arena, Reggie Miller dunking on the Knicks. And then Derek McKee, as he did many times, a key defensive play to seal it. Mark Boyle sits down with Pacers head coach Nate McMillan. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. The Pacers did have their seven-game winning streak snapped recently, but you're still winning with far more frequency than you're losing. Are you pleased with the level of play?
I like our level of play, but I know that it has to get better. And, you know, we're getting into the schedule where we're going up against mainly teams who are in the playoff race. You know, this time of the year, you should be improving, and you're going to need to get better as you go down the stretch of this season. So I like what we've done, but we're going to have to continue to raise our level of play.
You say that you should be improving. Do you feel that you are?
We are. Yeah, no question about it. I think the seven-game winning streak shows that we are improving. We're doing some good things, but we're going to have to continue to get better.
You allude to the schedule now. In January, it was, at least by statistical standards, and I put this in quotes, easy, and you did a good job taking advantage of it. It's much more difficult now, at least using the same standards. Are you one of those coaches that looks at the schedule and fragments it and says, well, these 10 games I'd like to do this month I'd like to do that, or you just move on and do the 82?
No, I do have some personal goals that I look at our guys and or look at the team. And, you know, this stretch that we are in right now before the break, it's a tough stretch, you know, where we play Cleveland. We're going to see Cleveland twice. We're going to see Washington twice, San Antonio. You know, this is a tough stretch. We really look at it one game at a time. And we kind of, you know, as far as addressing the team, we take it one game at a time. We talk about the schedule you know, what we're facing, but our focus is on that game in front of us and how we need to improve and get ourselves prepared for that game in front of us. So, you know, for the guys, it's one game at a time. For me, there are some personal goals that I look at for our guys to try and do during the month.
Along those same lines, when you see a team like Cleveland on Wednesday or Washington last night, teams that are clearly among the better teams in the league, do you gauge your own team based on how you compete against those caliber of teams?
Yeah, we have to, you know, because those are the teams that we're going to be facing going down the stretch and in the playoffs, you know. So you do look at how you compete, how you play against those guys, how you measure up against those groups. And, you know, we looked at what we did against Cleveland, and I thought Cleveland was able to raise their level of play in that second half. And we did not get to that level of play. Their execution, their sense of urgency coming out the third and fourth quarter. So, yeah, you certainly gauge where you are and what you're going to need to do against teams like Cleveland tonight against Washington. We'll see San Antonio on Monday. Absolutely.
Thaddeus Young down lately. Lavoie Allen steps in. He was out of the rotation not too long ago. He gets back in, and now he's starting. What are your thoughts on the way he's performed taking Thaddeus' spot?
Well, you know, that's a you know, it's always tough to replace a starter. You know, Lavoie was the first big coming off the bench for us early in the season. Kevin came in, played some minutes, and then we went back to Lavoie, and he really has stepped in and done some good things. I just feel like we're pretty solid with Lavoie out there on the floor. Defensively, you know, he does a pretty good job of defending. We need him to continue to try to rebound. Offensively, I think we lose a little something there, but just his veteran experience, I feel real comfortable as far as the guys that we have filling in for Thaddeus until he returns.
Pacers coach Nate McMillan, kind enough to spend some time with us this AM, as he often does, getting ready tonight for Milwaukee. And then after that, as Nate mentioned, some tough games coming up against elite teams in the association. Pat, it will be interesting to see how the Pacers fare against that level of competition. Milwaukee tonight, big night too. I know you'll talk about it, but 90s night and an opportunity to relive and celebrate the great accomplishments of those teams when, let's see, you were what, two, maybe three? You were a youth. I was, I believe, 19. Well, anyway, I digress. Let's go back to Pat Boylan in our studio.
All right. Mark, thanks. Born in 1990, so yes, for some of it, I was two or three. Pacers and Bucks tonight, 7 o'clock is the tip, 6:30 on the Kroger pregame show. Mark alluded to the schedule getting much tougher. He's absolutely right. Cleveland and Washington, the last two games after Milwaukee. The next two games after that, Spurs and Cavs. Spurs at home on Monday. If you can't catch the Bucks game in person or you'd like to be at both, there are more tickets available for that Spurs game on Monday. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be in the field house. As for the Pacers, last night falling in Washington 112-107, but Kevin Serafin, playing his former team, had his best night as a Pacer, and he goes inside Denari's den. Their conversation is next. This is Pacers Weekly.
It takes years of hard work, dedication, and practice to make it to the NBA. But did you know that over 30% of NBA players have experience playing or started their careers in the NBA D League? Just like the players with the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. Now's your chance to see these professional players as they begin their journey toward the NBA. And you don't have to go to Fort Wayne to see them play. Catch all the Fort Wayne Mad Ants games live on Facebook Live. For a schedule of games or more information on Facebook Live, visit FortWayneMadAnts.com.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associates, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer reading program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Aaron Brooks. We are proud that the Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
To Jordan, he got it off. It rimmed out. It hit the board. It spun out, and it's 2-2. Unbelievable.
Many remember Reggie Miller's shot after pushing Jordan to put the Pacers ahead in 1998 Game 4 at Market Square Arena. Some forget that Michael Jordan almost immediately answered, but his shot spun in and out. The Pacers took that Game 4 in 1998 against the Bulls. Pacers last night falling in Washington. Kevin Serafin spent 5 years there. He's been out of Washington for 2 years. Since he's been gone, the most points he's ever scored, 16 points last night back in Washington, and he earns a trip inside Daenerys' den. Chris?
All right, Kevin, season-high minutes, season-high points. How important is it for a guy like you to be ready when your number's called?
I mean, it's very important. You know, it's the NBA. You don't have that much opportunity, you know, so every time he called you, I basically have to show him that I'm ready, you know, for him, for his trust, for my teammates, and, you know, especially, like, with Ted out, when he's coming back, we don't know who can play, so for sure it's really important for me to be ready every time he calls my name.
You seem very confident shooting the basketball. I remember watching you for many years as a Wizard. You felt comfortable in this building tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, really comfortable. It's like I play home. It's like I play home. So, I mean, I was really comfortable. You know, I mean, it's not from today. I mean, I always, like, I've been playing. You know, at one point, well, I stopped playing because of my knee and stuff. But, like, yeah, my confidence is up and it will stay up.
Yeah, it felt like you brought a lot of energy. The second unit, you guys were very, very efficient tonight.
Yeah, I was trying. That's the good things, you know, when you basically start from the bench, because technically you can see what's missing on the court, and that's what I was doing. I was trying to see, and I was like, you know what, I'm just trying to bring some energy and, like, just bring some toughness.
All right, this team has lost 2 straight. You guys had won 7 straight and 14 of 18. What do you guys have to do to turn it around Saturday night against Milwaukee?
And just be focused. We know that's the teams are going to try to keep trying to get to the rim. Like, so basically keep them up the paint and just play defense as on the offensive end. Like, just keep moving the ball, share the ball. And I think everything will be all right.
All right. Thanks to Chris Denary for talking with Kevin Serafin. He was inside Denary's den. Chris also got us some sound with Paul George after the game. Let's listen to that.
Yeah, it's what it came down to. It's definitely what it came down to. We got stops, made them miss shots. Couldn't secure rebounds. They got second chance baskets, which was timely. Just weren't tough enough. You know, this has been an issue for us all season long. We struggle. We're really struggling. We're just not tough enough. Got to get grittier. We got to get nasty on these boards. We're just not tough enough. It's you can't create a tough guy. It comes down to if you got it or you don't. You know, if you want the ball or you don't. It's you versus him in a situation. You can't create a tough guy or make a guy tougher or a team tougher. It's a collective thing, and you got to want to get tougher. You got to – it's an inside type of thing. And I think it's great. It's kind of a gift to close the second half off with playoff teams, help prep us if we can get playoff tested and battle tested and win, pick up these games. Head into the playoffs, we should be, right where we need to be. So I think it's good that, we have these games and how our season is playing out. We just, scheduling-wise, we have to take care of our business. We have to win games. But, you know, again, it's good to be in this position where
Paul George with 31 points last night in the Pacers' defeat. Washington, on the other hand, has now won 18 of their last 19 in that building. The only loss came on Monday. You might have seen LeBron's heroics, the banked in three, and then the win in overtime. That's how tough it is to win in that building, at least over the last couple of months. They have been as good as anyone and better than most at the Verizon Center. Well, if you were at the Fieldhouse back on Wednesday night against Cleveland, it was Fort Wayne Mad Ants night. If you're listening to the broadcast, we heard from both the head coach and the general manager. The Mad Ants currently sitting at 19-10 on the season. They have won two games in a row, sitting just behind Raptors 905. They have the second best record in the conference. So the Mad Ants compiling a nice season here so far. They're in action next in a couple of moments, actually. They take on, the Mad Ants are in action later tonight. We'll get you their full schedule here coming up in just a moment with the Fort Wayne Mad Ants at 19-10 on the season as their season continues to move on. They're in action next at 7 o'clock tonight. The Delaware 87ers, that game out in Delaware. You can catch their games on Facebook Live. That's where they stream a majority of them to, including the game coming up tonight. As we continue to celebrate the 90s decade, Pacers and Bucks will culminate that tonight at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. We go back with Mark Boyle. He chats with Glenn Conser. He is an analyst for the Washington Wizards, a former Pacers scout, and you'll hear from those two coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
NBA League Pass. Your courtside seats in the action from around the league.
Curry deep three. Good!
See it happen live. Catch the games on your TV and computer. Stream them on your devices with the new NBA app. Watch live games from wherever you are.
Oh, you don't like that. You don't like NBA basketball.
Every NBA night is a can't-miss night. To order NBA League Pass, go to nba.com/leaguepass. Call 855-NBA-LPLP or contact your TV service provider.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
30 years and still number one. Bon Jovi, live in concert. This house is not for sale.
This house is not for sale.
The tour. Bon Jovi, performing all their anthems. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, March 22nd. Every ticket purchased receives a copy of the new album, This House is Not for Sale, available November 4th. Get tickets starting at $19.75 at LiveNation.com while supplies last. Service charges apply. There's more at BonJovi.com.
The Knicks have one last chance. Anthony to the timeline with five. Across the timeline with four. Down the right side, and he fell down. No whistle. And that's it.
They win it.
Can you believe it?
They win it.
The Pacers close with an unbelievable 8-0 run in the final 18-plus seconds, and they have stolen game one.
This is unbelievable.
That was game one shortly after Reggie Miller's 8 points, 9 seconds, Madison Square Garden. Of course, Mark Boyle was on the call. Mark Boyle now chatting with Glenn Conser. He's an analyst for the Washington Wizards, a former scout for the Indiana Pacers. Let's hear their conversation now, Mark.
Thank you, Pat. We saw the Wizards last night. They'll be in Indianapolis again later this season, and they've been one of the best teams in the NBA over the last several weeks. At one time, Glenn, 2-8. Since then, winning better than two out of every three. Why?
Well, a lot has. It's not one answer. It's multiple things that really have clicked in to place. Number one, in the beginning of the season, Bradley Beal was on a minute restriction. And we're not a deep team as it is. John Wall was coming off two knee surgeries. New coach. Nine new players. It's got new coach, new system. Everybody was trying to kind of fit in and feel each other out. And it took a while for it to click in. And one thing that Scott Brooks has done is he's enabled this team to play the way they want to play. He's been disciplined, but John Wall's played at an all-star level. Really improved the mental aspect of the game. We all know how physical he is, but he's really learning how to play the point guard spot, and that's really been the big difference for us this season.
Let's talk a little bit about Scott Brooks, who was very successful in Oklahoma City. Now, it's too simplistic, Glenn, to say you have the same roster that you had a year ago, but the core guys are the same, so I'm wondering why they're responding or performing better under Scott than they did under Randy Whitman.
Well, you could also say that the bench last year was stronger with this team. So team is really performing very well. I think what Scott has done is he's let these guys freelance a little bit more, play the way they want to play, which is go up and down, less sets, more option-type plays where John can get in the lane and Bradley can do his thing. So a little bit more isolation basketball, pick and roll than we had in the past. And I think the guys are just having fun. Things have clicked. And I think one thing Scott has done is he's incorporated the bench very well. There's no secret, it's not a strong bench team, but now he's mishmashing a little bit. And he's putting Markieff with some of the bench players and playing Trey Burke, who is really a shooting guard in a point guard's body, with another point guard. So he's kind of figuring it out.
With the Wizards having done so well and now I think reasonably expecting to compete, if not for the conference championship, then certainly for a spot in the conference finals, does that impact the way they're thinking about making moves potentially before the trading deadline?
I think so. I think if, you know, to me, this team needs one more scorer, an elite scorer off the bench. Now, it's hard to get that type of player in February, but it's possible. And to get, whether it's a combo guard, a small forward, or even a power forward who can score, because so much is reliant on the starters. The starters lead the NBA in minutes played together. John Wall's logged in the most minutes of any player in the NBA in the month of February. So the concern to me is what this team's going to look like in March. Are they going to tire out? So you need one player. I'm hoping that would be somebody that could pick up the slack offensively.
This is a subjective observation, and it's only mine, but I see Cleveland at the moment, Glenn, as too formidable for any team in the East. That said, with the exception of Gortat, who's not ancient but a little older, all of your key guys are pretty young. Are they seeing this as the start of maybe a run where in the next 2 to 3 years they could look at running for a conference championship?
I think so. You know, you add some pieces. I mean, Gortat, by the way, he's 33 years old, but I'm telling you, he takes care of himself, and his body is like a 25-year-old. So he's a young 33. I think with this core of players, Otto Porter's playing the best basketball of his career. He's leading the NBA in three-point field goal percentage. Markieff is playing as well as any power forward in the league. That core guys, obviously Bradley and John, and everybody knows about them. So that core is in place. You add some pieces, Mark, it could be a winning team for a long time.
Final thought here, Glenn, as we look down the road to the end of the regular season and on into the playoffs, the Wizards are very similar to the Pacers in that they're terrific at home and fairly weak on the road. With that in mind, is getting to 4 or higher perhaps more important for the Wizards than it would be for somebody else?
Yes. No question. You want to be 3-4. You don't want to be lower than that. And you want that home court advantage. This is a team that won 17 straight here.
Well, let me ask it another way. They're so good at home. Why are they so bad on the road?
If I knew that, I'd be coaching, Mark. Uh-huh. That's number one. I'd be coaching probably with Popovich at the Spurs if I knew that answer. No, I mean, the fan base here has gotten so much better than it has in the past. The team plays good at home because the fans are behind them. You know, maybe because they're so young, they're having a tough time adjusting to playing on the road, you know, playing against the fans and, you know, new rims, new floors. I don't know if I had that answer. I'm just making stuff up right now. But the bottom line is they've been very successful here. And, yes, you want that 1-4 spot.
That's Glenn Consor. He is a broadcaster of some repute for the Washington Wizards. Kind enough to join us this morning here on this this edition of Pacers Weekly. We were in the district last night. The Wizards come in soon. They are an entertaining team and worth a look. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's go back to Pat Boylan.
Mark and Glenn, thank you. We're still taking your Twitter questions and telephone calls, 317-239-1070, at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. Pacers and Bucks tonight at the Fieldhouse. A 7 o'clock tip. Make sure to tune in to the pregame coverage on the radio side beginning at 6:30, as well as the TV side. Fox Sports Indiana, across the Bankers Life Radio Network, 93.5 FM, 1070 is the flagship. It will be 90s themed. You will hear from at least one of the players from the 1990s decade as the Pacers celebrate their most successful period of NBA basketball. Coming up next, the always anticipated Eddie White. He goes around the house, and you'll hear him next. This is Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Coming off their successful sold-out tour, the Lumineers return for more. The Cleopatra World Tour continues. Friday, March 10th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. The Lumineers. On the road in support of their new album, Cleopatra. Available everywhere. Two-time Grammy-nominated artists, the Lumineers. Friday, March 10th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. With special guests, Kaleo and Susto. Tickets on sale now at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse box office, Ticketmaster, or call 800-745-3000. Keep in touch at thelumineers.com. Don't miss your chance to see the Lumineers live. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Live.
Recycled by Antonio. 3-on-1. Kenny Williams. And he flushed it.
Here comes Byron. He's going to race to the other end all the way. Oh, he threw it down. He flushed it. And it's 91-75. He soared through the air like Superman. Slam City. And for the first time in the history of the Indiana Pacers, the Pacers are going to the conference finals.
That, of course, says series against the Atlanta Hawks in 1994. Mark Boyle, a thesaurus. Eddie White is also a thesaurus, and he goes around the house with Senior Director of Event Production, Steven Staker. Eddie?
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house. I think my favorite interviews that we do is when I'm able to share with you some of the people behind the scenes here at Bankers Life and their stories. You know, we're talking to governors and gold medal winners and stuff like that, but I think the beauty, the core of Bankers Life Fieldhouse is the people who make it happen. And one of the best, I mean the best, is Steven Staker. His title is Senior Event Coordinator, but a lot of times the titles don't mean anything around here. It's the work they do and what they come up with, and he is one of the best, and he joins us now. Steven, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Eddie, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and I know you joined the long list of people that this is probably your career highlight being on the show.
By far, so yeah, this is definitely one of the best. Yeah.
See that, Patrick? He said it just like I wrote it. Seriously, Stephen, the reason I want to get you on is you've been here a while, and I love to share because we have a lot of young listeners that are in high school or college, and they want to work in sports. And we have so many people here that work for the Pacers, the Fever, the Mad Ants, our Bakersfield Fieldhouse, and I love to share their stories. Let's look at yours. You grew up in Ohio. You went to Marshall University. You majored in sports administration?
Sports management and marketing.
Okay. And you're, when you majored in that, with the idea of you wanted to do what?
Well, you know, it's probably sports administration is what a lot of people think about for sports management and marketing. I was looking, you know, facilities, operations, possibly marketing, but I really wasn't sure exactly where I wanted to be yet. I had a little bit of experience through some internships in school at Marshall, but it was trying to just get that final internship with the Pacers and kind of really pin in on what I wanted to do with facilities management or ticket sales or just working in sports in general. But working in sports was my focus for sure.
So one of the messages for the kids is that you're at Marshall and you use networking. You know, a friend of a friend knew somebody from your hometown who knew somebody here at the Pacers, told them about an internship program. You had never been to Indiana before, and the next thing you know, you have an internship with the Pacers.
Yeah, so I worked at a golf course back home in the summer there in Ohio, about an hour from where I went to school at Marshall in West Virginia, and just so happened that the vice president of facilities at the time with the Pacers had been with them for 25, 30 years, was from the same town of Ohio that I was from. So through a connection with him and then my manager at the golf course, he hooked me up, and I was able to come up, had a pretty brief interview, and then was offered an internship with the event production department for the Pacers spring of 2008.
So the internship allows you, one, to get exposure to the company, to get an idea of what work goes into it.
Yeah.
But more importantly, it allows the Pacers to get exposure to you, Stephen Staker, out of Marshall University, because then you're out looking for a job months later, and something happens here, and there's a phone call, and next thing you know, you're moving here, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I was in a situation where my internship was the last thing I had to do to graduate. So I started in January. I graduated in May that year, and I was looking for full-time work professionally once I finished school. So that's where I was headed, yep, for sure.
So they call you, and what were you doing when they called you?
So I finished my internship, and then I was on the job hunt full-time looking for something. I didn't really want to leave Indianapolis to go back to small-town Ohio at the time, and I was applying for anything and everything from direct sales jobs to, you know, just marketing jobs, entry-level, because very little experience. And just so happened that I had accepted a position to sell Quill office supply equipment locally here in Indianapolis, which is one of the largest manufacturers, suppliers for office supply equipment. And I had gone on a ride-along with them, and middle of July, super hot, wearing a suit, stopping in all these random, just, you name it, mom-and-pop shops trying to sell some paper and a stapler. And I did that on one day, definitely knew I didn't want to do it, but I didn't have any other options. Agreed to begin with them about a week or so later, and sure enough, 2 days after I agreed to work for them, the Pacers called me and just so happened to have a position, you know, in marketing at the time. So it worked out, and fortunately, I didn't have to sell the office supply equipment.
And it worked out well for the Pacers. So the second message there for the youngsters is timing is very important. Here you are, you're a couple of days away from starting job A, and the Pacers call and allows you to follow your dream, so you went to job B. So you come here and you start. This is what's interesting. A lot of people get to a team or get somewhere and they think you just stay in that one area. You came here working and were hired to work in one area, and you grew in that area and built that department up, and all of a sudden you make a change. It's almost like going from being a zebra to being a lion. You did change stripes. What happened there?
So I finished my internship with event production, and I knew that after spending those 4 or 5 months there, that's something I really wanted to be able to focus on professionally long term. When I finished, there really wasn't an opportunity to have that with the Pacers because they were fully staffed and they weren't looking to fill positions. It just so happened that my last day of my internship, someone within the marketing department was leaving, which is, you know, goes back to that whole timing piece we're talking about here. And I stopped in the manager's office, told him I was interested, walked down to HR, gave him my resume, said, I want this job, let me know what I can do. And from that, it just took, you know, 3-4 weeks of just, you know, the Pacers deciding what they want to do with the position and kind of getting that the human resources side, everything worked out, and just so happened that I was able to come back and work in the marketing department as a group ticket event coordinator. And it gave me an opportunity to stay with the organization to kind of build professionally my skills, which were very, you know, young at the time. And it also gave me connection within Pacer Sports Entertainment to do what I ultimately wanted to be doing, which was the event production operations.
And then a couple of years ago, you make the move. You switched over to working over here in event production.
Yeah, so it just so happened, another, you know, back to the timing, some things happened around, you know, facilities departments. People were moving different directions and some stuff took place, and I just so happened to have an opportunity. There was a vacancy within that department, and I was lucky enough to be chosen to fill that hole. So,
you know, it's amazing. They give me a couple minutes here, and I never have enough minutes to tell the stories. Your story is fascinating. There's so many here. So, like, in wrapping this up, I think the messaging for the kids out there is you got to network. Timing's very important. And then let's make one thing very clear for the kids listening. This is not, especially what you do with event production, because you're doing concerts, you're doing shows, you're doing games, you're doing meetings. This is not a 9-to-5 job, what you do.
No, you know, one thing, like, with the networking, I always tell people when I talk to them, it's not necessarily who you know, but it's who knows you. I walk into the Bankers Life Fieldhouse, I know who Larry Bird is, I know who Donnie Walsh, but if they don't necessarily know who I am in a sense of when I'm doing my job or when I'm working, trying to prove that I'm able to do this, you know, it's not going to help me at all. I need to make sure that the right people are seeing me day to day when I do my work, you know, specifically for that. But, you know, you talked about the hours. You know, it's sports. You know, we work when people play. That's one of the biggest things to take out of working in sports is, you know, it's discretionary income for a lot of folks, and they're here when they're off work in the evenings or, you know, on the weekends, and that's when we're putting in our prime time. You know, as event production, it's a little bit more because I don't always work Pacers games, like you said, but I'll work Eric Church here next week, and I'll be here at 7 in the morning, and I probably won't leave till 2 in the morning. So I'm here 16, 17 hours on that day. My first show I ever did was a Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I came in at 3:00 in the morning and I left at 2:30 in the morning. So it was almost a 24-hour day for me on the event side. So if you're looking to be in sports, be comfortable with working some long hours and weekends. But, you know, at the same time, it's a fun job. Eddie can contest to this and anybody in this building that, you know, what we do is fun and we really enjoy it. And that's one reason why we're here.
Steven, I'm going to let you go take a nap because you got a long week ahead of time, my friend. Hey, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it.
Patrick, you know Steven. He's one of the unsung heroes in this building, and I like to go really behind the scenes. That's what we do when we go around the house. Back to you, Patrick.
All right, Eddie and Steven, a thank you. It's 1990s Decade Night tonight at the Fieldhouse to recap arguably the greatest decade of Pacers basketball. Is Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. He's next on Pacers Weekly.
It takes years of hard work, dedication, and practice to make it to the NBA. But did you know that over 30% of NBA players have experience playing or started their careers in the NBA D League? Just like the players with the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. Now's your chance to see these professional players as they begin their journey toward the NBA. And you don't have to go to Fort Wayne to see them play. Catch all the Fort Wayne Mad Ants games live on Facebook Live. For a schedule of games or more information on Facebook Live, visit FortWayneMadAnts.com.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer reading program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is George Niang. Bankers Life is not just the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. They are also proud supporters of the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 17 seasons, Bankers Life and its parent company, CNO Financial Group, have donated nearly $260,000 to the Pacers Foundation, inspiring and motivating countless Indiana young people. Bankers Life, CNO Financial Group, and the Pacers Foundation are giving kids a winning shot in Central Indiana. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org.
Let's go. 6 seconds to go. Reggie drives. Out to Byron. Here's a three. Yeah! He got it! 2 seconds to go. And Indiana is in front by one.
The first playoff series the Pacers ever won in the NBA over the Orlando Magic. The call's coming, of course, from Mark Boyle. You'll hear his calls tonight as part of the Kroger pregame show. You will hear Pacers.com writer and longtime beat reporter for the Pacers, Mark Monteith. Mark, you were there covering the team in the 90s. You're a historian as well. You can speak well to the start of the team in the 60s, the 70s decade. It's maybe tough to compare a 90s decade where the Pacers didn't end up winning a title to some of those decades where, of course, they won three titles, two of them in the early 70s. But as it comes to Pacers basketball, certainly the best NBA decade. Could you make a case the best overall decade of Pacers basketball in its 50 years?
I think so, because of the sustained excellence. You know, the 70s were great for the first 5 years of it, up until 1975. But then the next half of the decade, you know, the team had to have a telethon to survive, and they were really, they had a losing team just because older players had moved on, or George McGinnis had jumped to the NBA, and they were kind of rebooting. But the 90s were about sustained excellence, really. That 91 team finally made some noise in the playoffs, taking Boston to the limit in the first round. And then once Larry Brown came in that 93-94 season, that began a run of five appearances in the conference finals in seven seasons, and culminated, of course, by that trip to the NBA finals in the 99-2000 season. So, yeah, for sustained excellence and really just for memorable moments, individual highlights, nothing could top the 90s.
What do you remember most about covering those teams, especially in the mid to late 90s?
Yeah, just playoff fever, man. You know, the city had been starved of playoff action throughout the 80s, just two trips to the playoffs in the 80s, and they were both pretty quick first-round exits. The 90s, though, once they started those playoff runs, the city just went on fire. And, you know, Reggie moments, of course. Unfortunately, in a sense, the greatest highlights came on the road. His moments in Madison Square Garden and Byron Scott's three-pointer in Orlando that gave the Pacers that 1-0 lead in 1994, which was the first time they'd ever led a playoff series in the NBA. But just kind of bedlam, you know, the city just really went bonkers for a while because they had been starved. It was like a starving person being given a buffet line ticket or something. It was really exciting, and Reggie Miller was behind most of it and just contributed so many exciting moments, and that's really when the city just latched on to the Pacers and they became, you know, such a big deal around town.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith is with us. We're, of course, talking the 1990s because the Pacers celebrate that decade tonight when they host the Milwaukee Bucks at 7 o'clock. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be there. Mark, let's fast forward to the here and now. The Pacers, winners of seven in a row, now have dropped two straight. Important to note, one of those, of course, against the champs, the other one against a team who's won 18 of 19 at home, and the only loss in that stretch was to the champs. How do you gauge their level of play as the opponent's difficulty has ratcheted up?
Yeah, these last two losses, while disappointing, you know, they led Cleveland by 15 points and they were in the game throughout last night, they don't fall into the category of bad losses. You know, now a loss to Milwaukee at home tonight, you could classify that as a bad loss, but these last two are not bad losses. And, you know, over the course of the season, you're going to lose games, and certainly losing two games to teams that stand above you in the standings, you know, aren't cause for any sort of panic. But when you're playing without your starting forward and Thad Young, that's another factor to consider. But they need to get back on track pretty quickly. And the things that I noticed last night, you know, kind of the same old problems. We've talked a lot about rebounding in the past, and they were out-rebounded last night. They just don't get much from the three-point line. You know, they have hit 100 fewer three-pointers this season than their opponents. And you don't need to be a math major to realize that's 300 points they've given up behind that line, and that influences the outcome of a lot of games. So, you know, last night they were 4-21 for the three-point line, and they got to the free-throw line just 15 times. Washington had 10 three-pointers, so there's 18 points right there that Washington got from the three-point line. So, you know, that's a personnel thing. You can't create a three-point shooter, just like Paul George said earlier in the show, you can't create a tough guy. You can't also create a three-point shooter. This tells you that this is a first-year team. The roster needs more adjustment as we go along here, and we'll see what happens, if anything, at the trade deadline or in the offseason. But it's a team still under construction, and overall, I think lately they've done well. But it's not a finished product, and we knew that going into the season.
There's an abundance of content right now, 90s related, on Pacers.com/1990s. And Mark, you did a lot of those. You can hear a podcast with Mark Boyle that I did as he recalls the 90, but you did a couple podcasts, a written piece or two of all of that. What stuck out the most to you?
Oh, I always enjoy the podcasts and having conversations with people like Rick Smits and Donnie Walsh. You know, we have podcasts with both of them on Pacers.com now. And, of course, Donnie, we did one in the 80s, too, because that's when he began the construction of these teams that did so well in the 90s. And then we kind of relived the 90s in this latest podcast. And then I did a story on top nine moments of the 90s. And as part of that, I also did top nine off-court moments, and that was, you know, Donnie drafting Dale Davis, or Donnie signing Byron Scott as a free agent, Larry Brown coming in, Larry Bird coming in, that type of thing. And we talked about, you know, Larry Brown's coaching career and Larry Bird's coaching career and what he brought. So a lot of history there, and it's interesting to me, Pat, because I cover those teams in the 90s. You know, when you're in the moment, a lot of people were complaining about this or that and have high expectations and get upset with the team. But as you get removed from it a couple of decades, certainly people look back on those times with a lot of fondness. So it's great to see the players recognized, and it's a great opportunity for the fans to relive a lot of those moments, because there were an unbelievable number of great moments that the team provided in the 1990s.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith, thanks for helping us relive that 90s decade. And we will hear from you tonight as part of the Kroger pregame show starting at 6:30. Thanks for your time here this morning.
Okay, thank you, Pat.
Coming up next, Jeremiah Johnson joins us live to close out Pacers Weekly.
Catch summer fever with your Indiana Fever. In May, the Indiana Fever will begin their 18th season in the WNBA. They would like to include you on their roster. Buy a Fan's Choice 5-game pack for just $105. You choose the games based on your schedule and get access to special events to meet your favorite Fever players. The fun begins in May. Call today and get your Fever Fan's Choice 5-game pack. Call 317-917-2528.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
It's a sold-out crowd here, folks. This game could be an NBA classic. These two teams.
The Andersons got tickets to the game. How'd they get tickets?
Did you try NBATickets.com?
But the game is sold out.
The games are never sold out at NBATickets.com.
Never?
Yep, and they're never fake.
Your dad's a genius. Grab the keys. We're going to the game.
Always available, always 100% authentic. NBATickets.com, the official ticket marketplace of the NBA.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is LaVoy Allen. We're proud that Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
Pacers TV host and sideline reporter Jeremiah Johnson joining us live to close out Pacers Weekly. You were, I think, in your teens and maybe into early 20s throughout the 1990s decade. We talked about this on the Sideline Guys podcast, but your favorite 1990s memory, if you had to pick one?
Ooh, that's really tough. My best memory would be the first playoff game that I attended. It was Pacers-Knicks in, I think, 93. And I might have been talking to my dad about it after we discussed it on the podcast. And there was a JV baseball game my freshman year of high school, and it just happened to get rained out. So we said, let's go down to the playoff game. And we got there maybe right as the game was tipping off, and it was a Pacers-Knicks game. And from that point on, I think I was hooked on the Pacers-Knicks rivalry and the Pacer playoff atmosphere. And so many other times just went down there, even when I didn't have tickets in high school and college, just to hang out downtown Indianapolis because it was such a frenzied, exciting atmosphere and so many great memories in the 90s.
You were out in D.C. last night, Paul George making the comments after the Cleveland game. You wanted to see how his team responded. Ultimately, it's a loss, and the Pacers have lost two in a row. I'm curious on your thoughts of the general level of play. Paul George certainly played well. He had 31. And the Pacers gave themselves a chance at the end against a team who's won 18 of their last 19 in that building.
If you look at the Pacers' seven-game win streak, I think that there was one common theme in that they matched teams in terms of physicality and toughness. And maybe that was one thing that was lacking last night against the Wizards. I think both teams were maybe a little relaxed in the early going. It was a little too easy to score for both teams as the game was tied at 59 at halftime. Some bright spots were the bench, Paul George as well, but some of those key rebounds that they just were unable to corral late went to the Wizards because they just had a little more toughness, a little more aggression. And I think the Pacers at different times, I remember the Kings game when they fell behind big at halftime here at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. They came out in the third quarter and they said, we're not going to take this anymore. And they kind of pushed back a little bit. And they just, unfortunately, last night, the Pacers didn't push back enough against the Wizards, and Washington's a really good team on their home floor, and it's not a loss to be ashamed of by any means, but it was one the Pacers really could have had.
We've got about 90 seconds here, so feel free to be a little more expansive with your answer if you'd like. The pregame show is coming up. I know you guys have prepared a lot into this 1990s decade. Pregame show, which starts at 6:30 on Fox Sports Indiana.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it, and really all of the decade nights and the Hickory nights we try to do those right and spend a good portion of our 30 minutes looking back or paying tribute to those who are being honored. And tonight it'll be great to have Rick Smits and Dale Davis. Dale Davis will actually be on the show on the broadcast during the second quarter with Chris and Quinn. Rick Smits will be there on the pregame show. I'll talk with Travis Best at halftime. We've got a number of other interviews as well and reflective pieces. We'll of course talk about the game against the Bucks because it's an important game, but we'll hear a little bit from Reggie Miller as well. It's just a fun night, and I'm really looking forward to looking back. And I also look forward to being in the arena because the folks in the, the in-arena staff, they do such a great job at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, and it'll look great inside. I love the music and all the breaks because that's my wheelhouse. 90s music is what I still enjoy, and so that'll be played quite a bit throughout the night and all of the videos on the big screen as well. So a great night on television, a great night at the Fieldhouse, and if you're going to the game tonight, I invite you to record or DVR, I guess, the in 90s theme. We should have them get out their VCR.
I like that.
VCRs and their VHS tapes and record it for posterity. No DVR tonight.
Pacers TV host and sideline reporter. You can catch him at 6:30 tonight on Fox Sports Indiana. Jeremiah, thanks for your time this morning.
Okay, Pat.
And it is an important one, as Jeremiah alluded to. Pacers versus Bucks tonight, especially important when you consider here are the next three games before the Pacers head into the All-Star break. Versus Spurs, at Cavs, and versus Wizards. Pacers have dropped two in a row, 13-6 since the start of the new year. Milwaukee is really struggling. Jabari Parker out for the season. They visit Bankers Life Fieldhouse tonight at 7 o'clock. 6:30 on the Kroger pregame show. We'll have plenty of 1990s theme to go as well with the pregame show. Thanks to David Deering for getting all of our 90s clips in here and producing the show. You'll hear from him next. The producers are next. That wraps up Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money,
your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.